at the county airport. We have received a request from Mr. John Kenny of Georgetown Air Services to approve the assignment of his leases to Mr. Garrett Dornoga of Delmarva Aviation, who is here today. There are a total of 5 leases that are currently held by Mr. Kenny's company, Georgetown Air Services. And I'll just summarize the 5 leases. The first lease is the main lease, and that is the fixed base operator lease, which authorizes Georgetown Air to sell fuel, provide tie-down services, and operate the county airport. That lease has an option, has various options, which expire in 2023. There's a separate lease for space at the new terminal building for the manager's office and FBO space, which expires July 30, 2007. There's another lease for the Sussex Aero Maintenance Facility, which is a building that the county owns on the west side of the airport that's used for maintenance of airplanes. That expires with options on November 30, 2020. And then there are also 2 T-hanger spaces, leases, which expire January 31st of 2008.
2000 what?
Eight.
Okay.
So we have the FBO.
That was one made when you were council, George.
They roll over annually unless we renegotiate or make changes to those leases, the T-hanger leases. Mr. Dornoga proposes that to purchase the Georgetown Air Services business on approximately April 18th. He has indicated a willingness to review these leases in the near future. Of course, one of them expires this coming July anyway, and possibly renegotiate some of the terms. As far as employment, Mr. Dornoga has indicated, and he will discuss this, that he intends to employ the current staff, which includes 3 employees in the maintenance shop, 6 employees handling fuel sales, and plus with his existing business, he has 6 part-time flight instructors. So with that, I'll introduce Mr. Dornoga, who has been before you before, who currently has the flight school business at the county airport.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Do the council members have a copy of this presentation?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. This we're going to discuss the proposed sale of Georgetown Air Services LLC. As Mr. Baker indicated, this is in industry terms what we call an FBO. That's aviation industry term, fixed base operator. And an FBO is essentially a gas station for airplanes. Planes that come into Georgetown or Sussex County Airport are refueled by Georgetown Air Services. It is also a repair shop. There is also a component of the company which repairs airplanes down at the southeast or southwest end of the airfield.
Right.
This is essentially what John Kenny and I have reached is an agreement to sell the entity known as Georgetown Air Services LLC. John has been the business owner for the last 5 or 6 years at Georgetown. I've been managing the business for John for the last 6 months or so in anticipation of this transaction, so become very, very integrated in the community over there, know all the people at the airport. Jim Hicken and I have got a relationship going. He's your new director of airport operations over there, and I think Jim's going to do a great job. He's got a good aviation background. He's a pilot, and that's a big plus for running the airport. I know we're running behind this morning. I wasn't going to spend a whole lot of time talking about myself or the business. I know most of you are familiar with what goes on at the airport.
George.
What I wanted to communicate to the council was that there's not going to be any drastic change in the operations at the airport. The same staff's going to be in place. There's no process in place to redo the staff or make any dramatic changes to the business. It's running very well. John has created a very good organization. He's got a great staff of experienced technicians and refuelers, so there's really not any need to dramatically change the operation. One thing I do want to do is try to enhance the customer service experience for the pilots coming into Sussex County Airport. This, in a lot of ways, is a gateway for people that for their first experience at Sussex County. A lot of pilots come in, and this is the first time that they see Sussex County, so we do want to do some things to enhance their experience. We have a crew car available for the pilots. We have a website up and running now. We're going to do a few other things. We're going to have the staff go out and greet people as they pull up onto the ramp, shock their tires for them, just do a couple little courtesy things.
Curb service.
Yeah, it's like full service, it's like a full service gas station, right? Like back in the old days. And the last thing I want to talk about was just a little bit about the risk management and safety experience operations of the airport. Wanted to increase some in the safety arena, wanted to put some additional fire extinguishers, spill kits, and so forth, a lot closer to the main flight line of the airport. Looking at some improvements to the fuel farm. We've also enrolled all the FBO staff in a program called Safety First. This is a nationally acclaimed and recognized program sponsored by our National FBO Association. It's something we've got the staff enrolled in now. Drug testing for the employees. So, again, the current operation is running very well. It's been a seamless transition from John to myself over the last 6 months. And the natural conclusion to that transition would be the sale of the business entity on or about April 18th. So as Mr. Baker led off with, depending on how we structure and actually document and paper this deal, there may be an actual assignment document that we would ask the council to approve. But however that plays out, I did express to Mr. Baker that there's a willingness to relook at these leases. We have five leases. It's very cumbersome to administer five leases. It would be much more efficient for both parties, for your side and mine, if we had one master lease for all of the properties and assets.
Absolutely.
Over at the airport. So that's something that after Mr. Baker gets through all of his financial...
You're just here for discussion purposes, just to put us on notice.
Yes, sir.
I think...
Certainly, we have to get them to move forward with the leases and those kinds of things.
Well, I think we need to review. I mean, I don't have a current lease in front of me. I don't know what it says. And he's made a lot of good, you know, like the word proposed and good intentions. In other words, a lot of this stuff we need to have in writing. So if we want to make sure that we're going to get these good intentions and these proposed this. So I don't like those words proposed. And I don't like, I mean, I like them, but I want to see them so that we can act on them. So Jim and Dave need to review the leases in accounting. We need to look at them. So,
what's your take?
We should be in the driver's seat.
What I'd like to do is bring this up on hopefully the April 17th agenda. I know Garrett can't be here that day. He's got a conflict on that particular day. But what I'd like to do is review this and get together with Garrett in the meantime, and then be able to.
Have
something for your recommendation on the 17th.
Certainly, we ought to combine the leases. It's the state of lease. I mean, the dates all jive. So you know, when it all happens, you don't have to worry about one day and a couple of those issues.
The current leases do say that council is to approve assignments.
Right.
So, if you're approving a straight assignment, there's no change in terms. The buyer just takes what's left. But if there are to be changes, those should be
right. I
incorporated at the time of the assignment.
Legally done, and all that. I guess, and then at that point, he doesn't legally our blessings other than the leases. Is it really the
assignment?
Assignment.
It'd be a right to transfer from the current tenant to the new tenant.
You should take his information, do a draft, let him read it, and then come up with one lease, right?
Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure we'll be able to have all that done on the 17th because it's
really you need to just say keep moving. But that's the bottom line. Right?
We may need to do something in the interim with assignments, and then one of these expires in July, so that might be the appropriate time to try to combine everything.
That's a very good opening into the whole process that next lease that expires.
Basically, we just need a letter to let him keep moving on his desires to be the FBO.
Well, I don't know if he needs any kind of letter. It's just let's hear what the terms are and what they come up with and review the leases. Cool. We don't need any letters.
Okay.
Come back with some recommendations from our staff.
I'll come back with recommendations.
I think you. Fantastic.
Okay. We can trust Mr. Baker and Mr. Hicken to take care of that.
Yep. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Amen. Good opportunity to tighten things up.
Administrator's report.
Tighten things up.
Okay. Okay, on the administrator's report, the first item is 911 and Awareness Day on May 2nd, 2007, from 9 a.m. till 3 o'clock at the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. 911 Awareness Day will be celebrated. As per the attached letter, the program will include safety booths regarding fire, medical, highway safety, electric hazards, and law enforcement displays. As noted, the focus is on 911 emergency response, including a tour of the center, and the emphasis is especially on providing training for our youth. Next item is the Easter holiday. The next regularly scheduled county council meeting will be held on Tuesday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. Due to the Easter holiday, the county council will not meet on April 10th. County offices will be closed on Good Friday, April 6, 2007. And then the last item, John Hastings, former P&Z commissioner. We regret to announce the death of Mr. John Hastings, who served on the Planning and Zoning Commission from December 18, 1997 to June 30, 2000. We wish to express our sympathies to Mr. Hastings' family for their unfortunate loss.
Susan Webb.
This morning, I will be reviewing with you our group hospital insurance and